Welcome, welcome, welcome. Before we do anything tonight, let's invite the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit come in and minister to us tonight. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let His will be done. 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 You hear me? You hear me, Sharon? Let His will be done. Let His will be done. Amen. Let His will be done. I don't know what that means, but let His will be done. All right. Glory to God. He got your back. He got your back. He got your back. So let's pray tonight. Let's pray tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Precious Holy Father. Oh, precious Holy Father, we come this night. We come tonight, Lord God, and we just ask you by your Spirit, Father, come now and be in our presence tonight. Let everything that we do tonight, Father God, let it be done in order. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you tonight in this place. We welcome you to come in and to be the leader in this place. Minister through us, Holy Spirit. Let us speak only what you want us to speak. Everything else is second best. You are the first order. You are in charge of every single thing. All we do tonight, Lord God, is to hide yourself behind the cross. Let you come forth and glorify. Come now and minister through me. As a matter of fact, minister through your people. Minister through your people tonight. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you. We call for the healing flow of Jesus Christ right now to come forth and to heal that needs to be healed. Touch hearts that need to be touched. Bind the spirit of confusion this night. And we call for the body to be in line. Every joint, every muscle that is tight and need to be loose tonight. We speak to those muscles. We speak to those back problems. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come right now into the belly, the ones that locked up like Jonah in the belly. Oh my God, like Jonah in the whale of the belly. We command it tonight to release that Jonah, release that Jonah in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, as we come tonight, Lord God, we are praying that you will use us. You will magnify yourself through us that men may come to know you as their Lord and their Savior. So we hide ourselves now behind the cross. Let you now come glorify. Let the rivers of God now flow. Yes, let it flow. 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 Yes, Lord God. Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you that you send your son Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. And he died on the cross for us. For us to have life and to have it more abundantly. We thank you, Father, for the resurrection power of your son, that he did not stay in the tomb. He did not stay down. He got up. The word of God said, up from the grave he arose triumphantly, Lord God Almighty. The enemy has nothing on him. He went down into the grave and he took the keys from the kingdom, from the enemy's kingdom. He took that key. And he make a show of the enemy openly. And not only that, he gave us that key according to Matthew. So tonight we come to hear, to listen, and to execute. To come to hear, to listen, and to execute. We come tonight to hear, to listen. Someone need to hear and someone need to listen. I hear in my spirit. Let me write this down. This is for Jennifer. Jennifer online? Oh wow, yeah. This is for you, honey. You have to make a distinction. You have to get a piece of paper and you have to write. You have to write down what the Spirit of God is telling you. Listen now, honey. You gotta get a piece of paper and you gotta start writing. He's talking about a distinction. I have no clue what that means. You would know because he already talked to you about it. So this is like a crossroad. Listen now, this is like a crossroad. This is for you, Jennifer. This is like a crossroad. You're at this crossroad. I see you standing like a bus stop. And under this bus stop, have different, it's like you would say the cross that Jesus is on, but it's not really the cross, but it looks like that. It's like a piece of wood. So here you are, you're standing under this bus stop and you're looking to your left and you're wondering if you're supposed to go right. But this distinction means you need to go straight forward. So do not look to the left nor to the right. Just continue straight forward. You are going into a path of leadership. So there is a leadership position that is going to be open up for you. Listen to me. Write it down, write it down, write it down. What time is it now? It is 7:39 and it is 4:01. And this is not All Fool's Day. This is the facts that are coming from the heaven. There is a leadership position that's being is going to open up for you. So everything that you've been going through right now is getting you geared up for this leadership position. No matter what coming down the pipe, don't worry about it. Don't get too caught up in what's going on around you. It's a massive, they call it like it's like an onslaught. It's a massive, it's like it's dangerous. But you have to go. You have to go through this tunnel because at the end of the tunnel, there is light. At the end of the tunnel, there's light. And you know what? When you come to that light, it is supernatural abundance. It is greatness. And I hope you're writing it down because I will not remember when I come out of this. It is greatness. So all the onslaught that you're going through is to make you, at the end of the day, be very, very happy. It's going to change things for you and your generation. Hallelujah, Jesus. The fire of God is coming in, and the fire of God is cleaning up his people. I see the fire of God. The fire of God. I see the fire of God. I see the fire of God. No, I was praying, but I have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. I see the fire of God. And when the fire comes, it actually comes to clean. It is not like any other fire. It comes to clean. It comes to clean my house. And it comes to clean your house. So we are actually going through the prophetic right now. So these are prophetic prayer. And I'm actually listening and hearing from the Holy Spirit. That is why I close my eyes, because I'm actually communicating with him. And you could do the same thing too. You could communicate with him. You could talk to him. He's not a respecter of persons. Everybody have different offices, but he still speaks to you on a given time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the breakdown in the spirit. Thank you for opening up the curtains that the enemy has no power and no authority. Thank you for taking us into places. Thank you for taking us from location to location. Right now, we can come into a place of unity. Right now, we can come into a place where the Holy Spirit resides. We are inside of us. We are coming into that place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. That is why God is really, our Father God is really putting us into a place of deliverance at this particular time. Because what he's actually doing, he is cleaning us up for his service. He's cleaning us up for his service. Don't get scared. Don't get fearful. Talk to him. Talk to him. Let him minister to you on a one-on-one basis. And let him talk to you. Let him minister to you. Open up your Bibles. And once you start reading, the person who said, "Well, you know what? I don't understand the King James Version. I don't understand the Bible." Well, I'm here tonight to tell you by the Holy Spirit, there are different Bibles out there. Take your app, take your phone, Google or whatever you need to do it from your phone, because a lot of us have smartphones. Look over your Bible app if you have one. If you don't have a Bible app and you have a phone where you could download the Bible app, download it on your phone. If you don't know how to download it, don't call me, because I had to really depend on somebody to do mine for myself. Get somebody who could honestly teach you or show you or put it on your phone for you. Elite did that for me because I didn't know how to do it. Elite did it for me. That's one of my daughters. She did it for me. If I had wanted my husband, he could have done that, or Trisha or Sonia. So you have to find a person who will do it for you. And then you go in and then you start exploring the different Bibles and how they will speak to you. Like tonight, I'm talking to you, but I'm really not talking to you on my level. I'm talking to you on the level of the Holy Spirit's level. He's actually talking to me prophetically. That way I can relate prophetically to the individual. It doesn't make any sense if you call me and ask me what I said. It is up to you to take a piece of pencil and paper and have the Holy Spirit give you the information. It is a prophetic night. The fire of God is real. The burning of the fire is real. Whatever we need to burn out of our life tonight, place your hand right there. Place your hand right there. And let the Holy Spirit comes now. Mela masiki. Every single person have different gifts. And one of the ministry that he called me in is the ministry of deliverance. So maybe that's why he would use me sometimes in deliverance, because that's what I was called to do. Not only prophetess to the nation, also apostles to raise up churches, to raise up people, minister to people, and to give them information from the Holy Spirit. God is so real. Yesterday, on a whole, we celebrated Resurrection Sunday, 2021. I basically died in the hospital, and he actually raised me back up. On April the 4th, that was Resurrection Sunday for him. It's not Easter. It's resurrection. That's the power of God. That's the Holy Father living through Jesus. When he died on the cross, he was able to come back alive and able to take the enemy out. And that's who is living inside of you and me. So that's where we can come and we can stand in the gap for our generation and let it run over into our family. This will love reside. Love lives through us that we may be able to go forth by the Holy Spirit and be able to minister out of our belly, that lives might be changed through the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, supernatural dad, this is not about us. This is not about the way we speak. This is just not about us. This is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit Himself. Living, praying through us. My eyes are closed. My T's are drawn. The I's in every language that need an I, that need to be dot. We need to dot that tonight. We need to let the Holy Spirit comes in tonight and to make a draw. Whatever that needs to be changed, let him draw through our lives tonight. I know I need him. I don't know about you, but I know I need him. I know I can't do nothing without him. It would be a lie if I would come here and tell every single person that I am so holy. That it would be a lie from the pit of hell. I need him just like you need him. He is merciful. He is great. So we could say, he is great. Grateful God. Supernatural Father. We can come to the throne room and we could call for your boldness if we are not bold. If we need help, we can come and you could teach us how to walk in health strategically, giving us information from your informational systems. You see, he says systems through me because there's not only one, it's more than one. Anything that you need, you could go through that heavenly bank and you could call upon that. And he will release it. Let me tell you, he may be slow sometime, but he's always on time. Let me tell you, the God that we serve, or the God that I serve, it is more. He is more than enough. Testimonies upon testimonies are coming in and coming through by the power of the Holy Spirit. Our God reigns. Our God live. Our God is not dead. Our God is the God of the supernatural. Let me tell you something. We serve a mighty God. He is not dead. He is alive. And he rose up from the grave. He rose. Don't let no one tell you no different. He is alive. Jesus is alive. And when I speak in the spirit, I do not speak to man. I speak to him. If you see my shirt tonight, I got the sign of the cross. I was going to wear something different, but I put on the sign of the cross. He's not on the cross anymore. He is off the cross. And he got victory. We say victory in Jesus. Glory to God. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of every stronghold. It doesn't matter what the stronghold might look like. And remember now, might look like. Might look like. The enemy is a looker like. Nothing that he have is original. Everything has been planned and was created by him, her Father God, our God himself, and the enemy comes in and want to do counterfeit. I know you're living in today's world and you see everything that's being shaken right now, and things are being exposed right now. So we ourselves have to get right. We ourselves have to get clean. We ourselves have to live holy. We ourselves have to cry out to him. It is Resurrection Monday in Jamaica. They call it Easter Monday, but Easter, we don't want to say Easter, because if you check up and study about Easter, it is about the pagan God. Pagan, all everything about it is not of God. But we want to say Resurrection Monday or Resurrection Day or Resurrection Sunday. Resurrection. There's nothing in the Bible they say Easter. It's all about the resurrection of him. It's all about him coming to life. It's all about him giving his life for you. It's all about him giving his life for me. When you read Colossians, it talks about he went down and he come back up. And he's not in the grave anymore. Heavenly Father, supernatural Father, I see this name here. I've never seen that name before. I don't know if they have been on here before. But in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, Miss Marshall, I speak to you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray and I believe and I trust God for your provision. I ask God to open up the windows of heaven upon you and to run after you and to overshadow you and to take care of you. And yes, you've been here more than once. Now, that's why I said it's very important for me to see faces. And I don't keep a track of names. So once I see you, I'm thanking God for your provision tonight, because you need that to come through. Amen. You need that to come true. So once you come online and I'm here, this because we are all spirits. The Father God said we worship him in spirit and in truth. You're going to draw on my spirit and I'm going to pick it up through the spirit. So that's why you know when somebody is actually being used by the spirit. Amen. And that's what it's all about. You're being used by the spirit, being led by the spirit. So I don't want you to get too caught up. Okay, Tara, I don't want you to get too caught up. I really don't want you to get too caught up. What you need to do is to go to the Father. We have prayed about this more than once. Go to the Father because he is your dad. He is your Jehovah. He is your provider. You go to your dad and you speak to your dad and you feel in your heart like a comfort zone with you, with a one-on-one with you and your dad. Like you go to the, say you go to your primary care. And once you go to your primary care, you're talking to your primary care and you're telling your primary care, because your primary care is going to say to you, the nurse is going to ask you why you're here today, right? And you're going to tell the nurse why you're here. Then when you go in, the doctor is going to look over your notes, right? A good one, look over your notes, or he may say, okay, explain to him or she or whatever why you're here. And then you tell him exactly why you're here. That's the same concept with you and the Father. Same thing. He knows your needs, but you still have to ask. He said, you have not because you ask not. So now, when you ask now, what you are going to do now is to stand. Once you're acting based on his word, the word of God, which is Oshako Mama, Uyamamo, which is life. Which is life. Because everything that comes out of your belly, everything that comes out of your mouth by the word of God is life. And it's going to give a body, it's going to create a body. Oh my God, and you're gonna see that body. So whatever you do, trust him. Stand up and trust him. You gotta be like a dog that see a bone, and the bone is all the way down the street, and somebody tell that dog, you go get that bone. Go and get that bone. And it doesn't matter how far you have to go drive to and run to get that bone. You're going to go get the bone. And you're not going to give up until you get the bone because the bone is in your reach. But from the moment that you retrieve and leave that bone alone, somebody's going to come and get your bone. So what I'm trying to say, don't you dare give up. He may look like he is slow, but I'm telling you, I have the inside scoop. He is always on time. He does not mess around. Once he revealed, Sonia, put that in the chat. Once he revealed, and the word of God telling Amos 3, he does not do nothing. Amos 3, 7. I believe it's Amos 3:7. Please check it. If it's 7 or 8, but I think it's Amos 3:7. He does not do nothing unless he show it to his prophet. Now, his prophet could either be man or woman. That's what the word of God said. I didn't say that. I didn't create that. He will do nothing unless he show it to the prophet. My. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something that I just felt in my heart. We need to hear from him so much. We need to hear from him so much. It's like, and then he said to me, yes, you need to hear from me so much. But guess what? I am here with you this much. What does that mean? He's saying whatever much you need, the much is already provided that for you. Oh my God. So he revealed it in different kind of way. So you have a much connection. So your much, M-U-C-H, much connection is a supernatural device. So you see, when I'm talking right now, honest to goodness, I am talking about what the Spirit is saying. It is a device. What is it? What's the device? He is saying it's like you have a mic in your hand. Oh my God. You have a mic in your hand. You got a mic, M-I-K-E, in your hand, and you speak, Lord God. You have an audience of people, Lord God Almighty. You have an audience. You have an audience. Oh my God, a massive amount of people. He said, pick up that mic, speak through that mic, and let that mic resonate over the entire atmosphere of the people. And he said, watch and see. So you know what? I'm here tonight to just say something about the Holy Ghost and build you up. There's nothing that you need that he can't provide. There's nothing that you need. You hear me, Sharon? There's nothing that you need that he can't provide. You don't need nobody to love you. You don't need no man, okay? You don't need nobody. You understand me, Sharon? You don't need nobody. Oh, no, you don't need nobody. No. You know what? Because they're a headache, okay? They're a headache. You don't need nobody. I tell you, Lord Jesus, no, please. You understand me? Change your number. What am I getting to? What's going on over your house? Change the number. Don't let nobody call you, all right? You understand me? No. Don't let nobody speak in your ears because he don't make one. So somebody over there trying to smooth you? You got a boyfriend? You know somebody who's trying to call you? You got somebody in Jamaica? Huh? You know anybody? Hey, when you're going to Jamaica, if you go down there, no talk to nobody. America, they want to come alive. Let me tell. I see somebody down the pike. I see somebody down the pike. Oh, yes, child. I see this man trying to whisper in your ear, but you're not interested. You understand me? Okay. You ain't interested. No. Not even if he in the church and he said he Holy Ghost. You ain't interested. No. He no, you ain't interested. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? I see the man, he light-skinned it. No, you don't need nobody. Light-skinned, slender guy. I see him. Oh my gosh, Sharon. You stay over your house and you make sure you eat your dumpling and your banana. Okay? And make your stew peas and your rice. You don't need nobody. I don't know where he coming from, but you ain't you all right. And please do not go to Jamaica to find him, because no, you don't need nobody who flies. Okay? You all right. I don't know why. In the name of Jesus, I drive him back. In the name of Jesus, I drive him back where he coming from. Father, we just thank you right now. She really don't need nobody. I thank you for my eyes to see that. I thank you for the revelation knowledge. I thank you that you're breaking and you're binding. There's two persons here. And the other person does not want her name to be called. You don't need nobody. That's for you. You know exactly what I'm talking. You do not need nobody. You do not need to be. No, that's all right. I am not. Look, I don't know what God is doing tonight, but some people need confirmation. Some people need confirmation. You're saying that I'm praying for this and praying for. No, that's okay. That's okay. That's all right. Trust God and live. Okay? That's right. Trust God and live. You're looking for finances, trust Him and live. He will work it out all the time. I have the scripture today in regards to your children. You're believing God about your children, and I have the scripture, and I wrote it down. What did I do with my scripture? Oh, here it is. There's just somebody here. Somebody on here. I'm my name, my no, my is worrying about their children. Hosea 11, verse 10. Follow the Lord, and you will roar like a lion. So if you have any wayward children, if you have anybody that you're trusting and believing God for, you follow the Lord. You pray to God. You trust God with every fiber of your being. And the word of God, what I read today, is saying those children or whoever it is will come trembling from the west. That means they're going to come running to mommy and daddy. All you have to do. And if you don't have a daddy in the house and a mom only, trust God. They're going to come running. It's Hosea 11, verse 10. Oh, Lion of Judah, that roar. Hail means to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Philippians 4, verse 4. Rejoice. Father God, we thank you for we are rejoicing in you tonight. We thank you that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lord God Almighty, when those disciples went out and they were so happy, my God, they go out, they do an exploit. He said, don't rejoice about the exploit that you're doing out there. Rejoice now that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So we rejoice tonight, God, and we are being glad. Thank you, Father God, for bringing our children back to us. Thank you, Father God, for removing the stumbling block out of their ways. Thank you, Father. Praise your holy name. Remove everything. We thank you, Lord God Almighty. Remove every single thing. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for setting up our shop clean, that when they come home, they will come into a clean environment. We thank you, Father God. No matter what the going may look like, we will praise you in the morning. We will praise you in the evening. Oh, God, we praise you. Let the lion roar, roar. Hey, Lion of Judah. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for our food tonight. We thank you for our food. Oh, my God, our food can be your word, mighty God. We thank you for it tonight, God. We thank you that we put on the armor of God and we put on the armor of God tonight, and that the sword of the Spirit will stand strong in our name, strong in our house, strong in our name, strong in our name. Whatever our name is tonight, God. Whatever our generation name is tonight, whatever our family name in tonight, we thought that it comes and it's strong. It's strong. And it's just like the lion roar. It will roar over our family. It will roar over our generation. Father God, we thank you that the righteousness of God is in our family. It's in our generation. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. We come into our family. If our family is a family of confusion, constantly arguing, always fighting and backbiting, we release tonight the spirit of peace. We release tonight the spirit of peace. When we go into their home, Lord God Almighty, the peace of God will run after us, overshadow us, and overtake us. I thank you, Lord God, and our family. Walk in love, joy, and peace tonight. I thank you, Father God, for the shield of faith. I thank you, Father God, that favor run after us, overshadow us, and overtake us. Oh, God, I thank you. Salvation will come to our houses. Oh, God, I thank you that the peace of God within our house. Oh, God, I thank you. When we go into our bedrooms tonight, we will find supernatural peace. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you. When we look in our hands tonight, we always see love and joy and peace in our hands. Oh God, out of our mouth, joy and peace and love. Father God, I thank you that everywhere we go tonight, oh God, it will be established tonight. It will be established on your greatness. Oh God, I thank you. I praise you. And as we call out our location, as we call out our location tonight, the Spirit of God will come into our location. And no matter what we're going through, it will raise up a standard and we will be able to be strong. Yes. Yes. I don't care what kind of bad news that we hear from the doctor. I don't care what kind of lymph nodes that the doctor tells us that looks like cancer. We break that and we bind that up in the name of Jesus. We come against every lung disorder in the mighty name of Jesus in our family. Diabetes, I break that in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against every blood bat that the enemy tries to bring in to take the family down. Schizophrenia, we break it and we bind it. That means a person is going crazy. We break it and we bind it. We plead the blood of Jesus over every single door post, and we come into the area and we do warfare like we're in an African spirit, like we're in any kind of generational spirit. And because I said African spirit, it's not necessarily mean an African spirit, but it's the way how we move and the way how we march. Like we are soldiers in the army and we're fighting, Emma, remember, and we are doing war, war in the spirit. So when I say African, it does not necessarily mean it, but it's the way how they jump, it's the way how they move, it's the way how they pull their belly in. Sata. We go to different locations, different nations of the world. It doesn't matter where you're from. We call out our nation. Like my nation, where I'm from, is Jamaica. So I speak to the spirit of Jamaica. I speak to every different culture in Jamaica. I call for every ancestral spirit. Every spirit of witchcraft. Every party type spirit, every lustful demon, spirit of poverty, sexual demon, any kind of sexual spirit, any kind of sexual spirit, we break it and bind it. Any spirit from the Antichrist, we break it and bind it. And like Jersey, okay. All right. You mean oh the Bosisi. It's like a ritual. I think my father was a part of that. He never tells her, but I think he is was a part of that. And they have it a lot over here now too. It's not really the Illuminati, it's a different one. It's a Mason. In Jamaica, we call it lodge, but it's the same concept. So we come against every third eye. We can break it and bind it out of our family settings. In Jamaica, when they're making a house, they will come and they'll kill a chicken. And they'll take the blood and they'll sprinkle it all over the foundation. And what they're saying, they're feeding the spirit. And that nothing will happen. And if they don't do this, then you're going to have disaster. So we break that. That's the spirit of witchcraft. Come against that. Any bad language that has been spoken over you or us, no matter what it is, family members say you're not coming to anything, you're not going to be amount to anything. We break that. Boyfriend or girlfriend talking all kind of trash, family member talking, we break that. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We come against that foul spirit and we smell it. I smell it. And it's foul. It's foul. It's the, oh my God, detestable, detestable. Your parents talk all kind of trash over you. I know my mom did, my dad did. Not so much my mommy, but my daddy. Generational curse. Spirit of incest. Family member going with each family member. That's incest right there. Break it, 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 break it. Sorcerer, sorcerer spirit. There's another thing that people sit back and read their horoscope. I'm just calling them out as I see them. Horoscope, break that in the name of Jesus. Then you bring all this lust in your house by watching these soap operas. We break that in the name of Jesus. We come against all those that's make the least spirit. Oh Lord God, we break that in the mighty name of Jesus. Poverty spirit. Kumama. I remember one time somebody told me about Kumama. Kumama. I used to have to go to my mommy and she used to tell me because I didn't know all these things when I'm seeing them in the spirit. And I would say, Mommy, what's that? I gotta go see my mommy in Connecticut. And I said, Mommy, what's that? And she would tell me. She let me know. Thank God for my mommy. I pray for my mom right now. Rhonda. One of my mom. I have so much mom, Rhonda. Stevens in the spirit. I pray for her right now. I just command every little thing, every pain in my mom's body. I come against every pain in my mom's body right now. Rather rise up and walk. I come against, the Bible say you live to be 120. Mommy, just rise up and walk. I come against every spirit, like arthritis. I come against that. Sugar diet, anything that's not of you, Lord, I break it. Any eyesight, any pain. Mommy, wait, mommy, just rise up, mama. I love you, mom. I love you so much, mommy. Just rise up tonight, mom. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. No matter what the ritual may look like, get rid of it, get rid of it. If it's not of God, if it's not of the word, get rid of it. Because what it actually does, those spirits comes in and they lurks around. And they want to come in and they want to stay around. I see you, my baby girl. I love you. And they want to come and they want to just lurks around and just want to just stay around. So we got to just drive them out. You hear me, Miss James? You got to drive them out. You can't entertain them up in the house, okay? You gotta go get your oil, all right? You're over the plane. You gotta go get your anointed oil, right? And you gotta go and you gotta drive the dead angel out of your house, all right? Just gotta get your oil. And you gotta make the sign of the cross. And you just gotta command the dead angel to go, all right? You just gotta tell it to go. Juliet, you gotta tell it to go. Just gotta tell it to go. You have to hold on in your belly that you are free. And you just call for freedom in the spirit, freedom in the name of Jesus. And you just stand and you just believe God without a shadow of a doubt that none of the enemy will come into your house. Simple. Plain, cut, and dry. I don't matter what it looks like. I don't matter how they want to come and talk to you. I don't matter how they want to make feel like fear comes upon your chest, on your arm, and you feel spooky in your bed at night. No. You got to come out of fear. And you got to get up. And you got to walk the house in the dark. Afraid of the dark. You can't be afraid of the dark. Get a stomach. You understand what I'm saying? Turn off the light. My husband said to me, Jack, way up. Why you got? Because you know what? I want to be able to go to the bathroom. And you know, I got my weight. And I'm not about to be crawling on my knees to go to nobody's bathroom. So I turn on the light. That don't mean that I don't like the light. I could go to my bed without the light. But I just do the light because I want to go to the bathroom. Now, you don't want to do the light because you might be scared of the dark, right? No, honey, child, I'm here to tell you. I ain't never been to your house, but I see you over there tippy-toeing. Turn off the light. Because you know what? Listen to this. Listen to it. Good. You see that light that you're scared of? Them demons sitting up in the corner, honey. And they're going to raise havoc up in that house. Oh, yeah, baby girl. Trust me on that one. You think I'm playing? You over there sleeping and talking about you don't like it? Oh, that's when they're going to come in. Because you know what? We fight against. Oh, we wrestle against. Fighting, wrestle, whatever you want to call it, against flesh and blood. Principality, we do not fight against it. Go read it in Ephesians 6. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Fear brings torment. Miss James, I bind the spirit of fear for you tonight. I release the spirit of peace and joy and tranquility. I command your eyesight to be open up to the things of the spirit. You understand me? That you're not so fearful. And you know how the fear come in? From a child. When you're in the darkness in Jamaica, and them say, you can't go on a lottery in this time of the night. And they say, Mommy, no. It's too dark out there. And because of that, it brings in fear. Correct? Is that correct? All right, see, shaking her head. And that's what I don't know nothing about your business. That's why it's so important. We never know how God is going to minister to us. Okay. I mean, if we're on the line and if you minister to me and I receive it, I receive it. If I don't, I'm like, them people crazy. But I'm going to tell you tonight, those fear comes in you from a child. Okay. Because of the things that were said over you. So if those things are said over you and those things are said over me, I was just sitting up in the room today and I was just talking to God about me, what my mom did to me. I'm just talking to God. Because you know them people in Jamaica, they take you out to all kind of women, man. I mean, my mother said she put quicksilver in my head. All different kind of women they take you to. Okay? So now you have to go to your Jesus and you have to ask Jesus to clean you up. And that's where these fear come in. That's where these fear come in. Okay, Anna? No fear, Anna. None. No fear, no fear, no fear. You have to walk in faith. Faith has to be your friend. You gotta take faith to be Lord Jesus. It's 8:22. We don't even have to pray. You have to have faith. Anna, you need fear? No. You need faith? Yes. You need fear? No. You need fear? No. Don't you feel a lot better since you're coming on the line? Don't you feel a whole lot better? I'm telling you. Fear is the opposite of Hebrews 11, verse 1. We need faith. Oh, God Almighty. The Father hasn't given us a spirit of fear. Do you hear me, people? Do you hear me, Juliet? The Father hasn't given you a spirit. Look, when you go to work tomorrow, you go to work, whatever you go to work, Juliet, you're going there with the power. You're going there with the power of the Holy Ghost, and you go in there and you stand. No, you know, they can't take your job from you because they didn't give it to you, Dredd. They did not give you that job. They could sit in the corner and they could try to, try to manipulate and come up with all kind of foolishness. But it just ain't gonna work. It will work if you go in there and start acting like you're just gonna turn over and give it to them. That's what it's gonna work. But other than that, it will not work. It's not their work, it's not their job. They didn't give it to you. Trust me, if you're working in a secular job tonight, you are marketable. Okay? Angela, you marketable. You can't look, let me tell you look, girl, let me tell you something. You could get five jobs just like this. You could get five. I see five jobs, not one, two, three, four, but five jobs just like this. Five. Write the number down. Five. Five is favor. Five jobs just like that. Simple. You hear the man say simplified? The man in the army, the Air Force man, the army man, and he said simplify. That's it. Simple. Five. Five. That simple means that, honestly, that simple means I put my hand up. Lord God Almighty. Lord God Almighty. Favor is the action for every single person online tonight. Favor, favor, favor. You have any kind of court business? Favor. You have any kind of love life problem? Favor. You have any kind of money problem? Favor. Any family problem? Favor. Number five. Oh my God. See, you see, Michelle, you don't jump off on somebody tonight, okay? Number five, favor. I need favor. I need money. I need money to run after me. The gospel must be preached, and I need finances to take the gospel to the nations of the world. So therefore, I gotta believe God. So me a hold on for the number five. Oh yeah, I'm gonna talk Spanish and Jamaican language to the number five. Oh yeah, my peaks patois. Number five. No, oh yes, five. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, run after me. I don't pray for everybody, so I need you all to pray for me. I need me some favor. I need number five. I'm gonna write that down. Five. Favor. Favor, what time is it? It's 8:25, 8:26. So I have to hold on to it. Just like I have to hold on to it, people. Now, if you need us to pray, if you need us to pray, I want you to put it here in the chat box and let me pray. Favor. Favor. You hear me, daughter? My lady J. Do you hear me? Favor. You need a lot of favor, right? Yes, ma'am. I'm standing in a gap with you. I'm agreeing. I'm green. I'm say I said I'm agreeing. I am agreeing with you. I am agreeing with you. Those are tight tongue words. They can't even come off because the favor is so strong. Favor. Supernatural favor. April 1st. Favor in the east. Favor in the west. Abundant favor. Joyful favor. Abundance of joy favor. Tara, hold on to this. Hold on to it. Don't leave it. Don't leave that word, favor. Number five. Number five. We need. What is number five? What is number five, Sonia? What does it mean? Favor? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray and I lift up my knees here right now, Lord God, that she will get favor. That when she go out for job interviews, jobs will be open up. We say five jobs will be open up. And she's able to choose the one that she needs. Favor, Lord God, in every single area. Favor, Lord, we call for favor tonight. Favor in the east, the west, the north, and the south. Supernatural favor, Lord God Almighty. Favor, Lord Jesus Christ. Every single person, favor. I am calling out favor. I'm calling out. I wanted to call, well, she don't want her name to be called. So I was gonna call her name. No. And you know that you don't want your name to be called, but so therefore, favor. All the way over there in Chicago, favor. So you know who I'm dealing with, favor. Not calling the name, but favor. Favor, 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 favor. So now I see somebody like they live over a bridge. You gotta cross a bridge to come to your house. So I want you, when you're going over that bridge, effective immediately. If you don't know how to pray in the spirit, just cover yourself with the blood. And pray Psalms 91. Psalms 91. Just Psalms 91. From now on, just pray Psalms 91. When you go up, pray Psalms 91. Whenever you go anywhere, you pray Psalms 91. Pray Psalms 91. You hear me, Tamika? Pray Psalms 91. Psalms 91, okay? You go to work. You go to work. You go over a bridge? Huh? You go over a bridge? Yeah. Okay, that's you then. Okay, pray Psalms 91, okay? It's a bridge and it's like a silver bridge. Is it silver? Okay, pray Psalms 91, okay? Every morning, okay? And when you leave to go home, Psalms 91, all right? Into the long bridge light, because I see it's like they go. What I'm seeing is like it goes like this. It goes like this, and up in the sky goes like this, and then you have the little silver comes down. Okay. So when you're going under it, you gotta, oh my God. So when you go to when you leave your house, you start from the bottom, right? And you end up on the top. Correct? Okay. So tell me what you do. When you're going through, get up in the morning. What time you gotta work? About 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock? What time you leave? Five? Is it early? Okay, so when you get up, right? Anoint yourself. Make the sign of the cross, okay? Make the sign of your cross. Put the sign of the cross under the bottom of your foot, all right? From your toes all the way under the bottom of your foot, right? Then when you go into your car, on the carpet of the car, you make the sign of the cross. I even see the top. I even see the top of your car, okay? Is it like a light blue? What color car you have? Like it's like light blue light? I can't hear you. I need to hear you. What color the car? Speak. What color? Are you on mute? Somebody, you're on mute? I don't even know how to get you off. Put it in the chat because I don't know how to get you off. I'm not computer savvy, and I'm not even gonna get involved in a computer savvy. Put it in the chat. Y'all know how to use your big fingers and little fingers or whatever finger it is, your toe. Put it up there. Act like you don't have no sense to put it up there. What kind of car is that? What's the car? Is it like light blue? Blue? Shoot, but they're laughing. Don't laugh. I want to know what kind of car it is. Wake up! Wake up! Oh my God, it's not Joshua. You ain't no Joshua. Wake up. 8:31. What the car look like? Let me see. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Favor in the east, favor in the morning. You can't type. You don't know offer type on this stuff. You met me can't type better than you. I'm gonna have to have Jennifer teach me. I need somebody ought to teach me. I'm gonna have to call Michelle. I'm gonna have to call Sonia. I need somebody to teach me. Because you know what? I need to know how to work this thing. I might have to call even my daughter. I need to know how to work this thing. Because right now, I think I'm onto something. In the mighty name of this, no, don't mess with me now. You see, when I get like this, I feel like I got fire under my foot, like I could preach all night. This is like I'm at a party. This is like when I used to go to the Sportsman. This is like when I used to go to Bridgeport. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, do not mess with a warrior. Okay? I may be nice, but I ain't that nice. I have a warrior type spirit.
Amen.
And I know how to go in and to stand up and let the enemy know that he cannot mess with us. You gotta get the same way. You have to get the same way. You have to get the same way that we get one accord. We stand in accord and we let the enemy know, hey, oh God Almighty, one can put a thousand. And we're looking for the 10,000s. I'm gonna tell you right now, Jesus is not dead. I don't know where y'all coming from, but the Jesus that I saw, the Jesus that I know, he is supernatural. I don't know. I have never met Tamika in my life. I don't even know what she looked like. Only when I see her on Zoom. And here I am up in our kitchen. Here I am up in her car. Here I am up in people's house. Here I am telling you to turn off your phone. Here I am turn the phone off because I need to hear from God. Here I am telling you right now, this is not a one-man thing. This is not a one-man show. This is a show that we all have to be connected. That simply means if I come on here and talking trash, somebody just said to me, you know what? I need to talk to you and type it on my phone. You don't have to type it if you don't want to say you're getting out of line, type me on my phone and I'll be like, God Almighty, somebody don't find me up. We gotta get to that place. Don't you see Hollywood is blowing up? Can't you see what's going on? Hey, baby. Oh my God, look at that beautiful girl. Oh my God, girl, you're beautiful. Don't you see that Hollywood is blowing up? Can't you understand that Jesus is coming and he's exposing everybody? Let me tell you something. I want to be clean. Oh my God, you should see my beautiful cousin. She's so cute. Angela, that's my grandbaby. That's not yours. I don't know where you get yourself, or you better get yourself. You better get to stepping because ain't nobody know you. I'm telling you right now, Jesus is coming. Y'all could over there act like y'all ain't got no sense. I'm trying to clean up my act. Because everybody knows that I got a mouth. And I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to behave myself. God bless y'all. Pray for me because I need Jesus. Because I want to be able. I'm sitting over here every night talking to y'all and trying to live a hypocritical life. I'm going to go to hell. Trust nobody but God. Trust no man but God because you don't know what they're doing in their house. Don't be stupid. Read the Bible for yourself. Get to know Jesus for yourself. Man is a lying thief, crooks. Listen to Jesus for yourself. You don't know when I'm going to come over there and act like I ain't got no sense. Jesus got some sense. You don't know when I'm going to act stupid. Jesus got some sense. I'm begging you, I'm telling you all right tonight. Gift and calling is beyond repentance. Everybody has some gifting in them. And what I'm displaying tonight is the gift from the Holy Spirit. That does not necessarily mean that I'm not over here beating up Kenneth, or Kenneth ain't over here beating me up. You never know what's happening up here. I may be running around with a spatula, and Kenneth be like, you know what, woman, you over there preaching every day, and you trying to kill me. You Dutch don't know. I'm here to tell you, I'm just uncut. Everybody lying. God Almighty, we dying. It ain't right. Nobody want to go to the church because we are a bunch of hypocrites. It ain't right. We got to do right. We got power living inside of us. We got power living inside of us. People need to hear from us. How do you think when Jesus been out there and was able to minister to the masses and God was showing him and he know exactly what was going on? That's why you would have a Tamika. I'm telling you, if you go out there and you see somebody, I used to go into Hartford, up and down Hartford, Garden Street, and somebody see me and was like, oh my God, why? Spirit of discernment is working in my life. You're able to discern and speak to these people. That's what people need. They don't need to hear no junk. I'm here to tell you tonight, God bless you. The ones that are on fasting, I'll be sending out the fasting information on Wednesday. I urge you all, people, calm it down. We serve a mighty God, a God that loves us. This is not a hype. This is not something that can be bought. It can be caught, though, but it can't be bought. It can be. But nah, but it can always be caught. How are you gonna get it? You could get it from him. Man cannot lay hands upon you or you get anointing. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Don't you know spirits transferable? You could go out there and somebody could pray for you and you bring that demon in your house. You better be careful who's touching you. And you better be careful who's speaking in your life. So judge their fruits. Judge their fruits. Judge my fruit. Judge it. And if I tell you something that it doesn't work right, it doesn't work with your spirit, do not accept it. Spit it out. Be like a Jonah that spit up, by the way. Do not accept it. Do not accept it. And spend time with the Bible. Read your word. Very important. Read your word. Get to know Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and put on the fork and yam with your hand. We always say that in Jamaica. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, put on the fork and yam with your hand. That means saying, we must put on the fork and leave all the stupid all right, that they don't play on banana. And get to know Jesus. Because he's the only way. I love you guys tonight. I feel like I have to go call my mama. I gotta call my mommy tomorrow. She just dropped in my spirit, and I gotta call my mom tomorrow. Gotta go find my mom's number and call her tomorrow. Tomorrow's Tuesday. So I gotta document. I can't, I get too busy. I have to call my mommy. Jennifer, tell my mom I'm gonna call her tomorrow. Please tell mommy I'm gonna call her. I gotta talk to my mom tomorrow. Okay, Jennifer, tell her mommy. Text me and tell me what time can I call my mom tomorrow if she have an appointment? And what time I could call her. Hello, everyone. God bless you guys. I could talk to you all night. I could preach to you all night. We need to come together. All of us come together. And we need to have a one-on-one meeting where the Holy Spirit can come in. Every single person here, where the Holy Spirit can come in and minister to us strategically. On a level that we all understand.
Thank you,
May God bless you guys.
Lord. Bless you too, Pastor Paul.
Hey, may God bless you. I love you, Claudette.
Love
I
you.
love you, Anna,
Thank
Angela,
you.
Micah,
Love you
and
too.
Michelle, Marie. I love you,
Yeah.
Tamika. I
Thank you.
love Tara. I love you.
Love you
I
too. Love
Oh, my daughter,
you.
Joy.
Good
I love
night.
you, my daughter, baby.
Good night, Pastor Rose. Good
Good
night.
night.
Good night.
Good night. I love you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you.